estimates debate. In the headlines, the Energy and Business Minister highlights key achievements in the estimates debate. Meanwhile, the opposition leader criticizes government's solar energy access policies. Barbados to strengthen ties with India through trade and other major investments. Government is being urged to enforce policies that ensure healthy eating and drinking at schools. Byko Limited to change the packaging of their milk product with immediate effect. And the U.S. halts intelligence sharing with Ukraine as tensions grow between the two. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details just ahead. Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins, has outlined several accomplishments by her ministry over the past year, speaking this morning as her ministry came under review during the ongoing estimates debate in the House of Assembly. She highlighted increased funding for the Fair Trading Commission to strengthen its capacity building efforts. She outlined the significant strides made in particular by improving the business environment.
One of the things we're also quite proud of that has been completed during this financial year has been the launch of Business Barbados. There has been an extensive discussion around the challenges that the country has faced on the business side as it relates to the ease or perhaps not ease of doing business in the country. We have taken the commitment to fix it, and we were very pleased to launch on February 1st Business Barbados, which takes a national, all-of-country, customer-focused approach to doing business and addressing the challenges of ease of doing business in the country. We have also, Mr. President, been very proud in this last year as well of the continued rollout and the expansion of the financial literacy program. We started with a single-digit number of schools. Effective September of this year, we will have 55 schools onboarded. By next year, the expectation is that all secondary and all primary schools will be onboarded.
Minister of Energy and Business Development, Senator Lisa Cummins. However, in response, opposition leader Ralph Thorne says many Barbadians are being left behind when it comes to access to solar energy. Speaking after the Minister of Energy during the estimates debate, Mr. Thorne argued that despite the government's promises about a sustainable energy future by the year 2030, too many citizens are struggling to access photovoltaic systems. He is calling on government to implement policies that ensure every household and business can benefit from renewable energy and lower electricity costs.
The people of Barbados must now be extremely disappointed that after the promises of the government about this magical year 2030, that too many Barbadians are now being deprived of access through solar energy, through the intended purchase of photovoltaic systems. Too many Barbadians feel that they are deprived of access to the grid. They will say that there may be corporate and private individuals who enjoy the privilege of access. And so this government must now be encouraged to move closer by its policy to a situation in which every citizen, every roof in this country can have a photovoltaic system and can have cheaper energy. This is people's opportunity to lower their bills, to spend far less on electricity.
Mr. Thorne also criticized the high cost of energy, calling on the government to take more aggressive action to lower the electricity bills.
The cost of energy, the price of energy, beyond cost, the price of energy in this country is horrendously high. And all the responsibility must not be placed on a Fair Trading Commission. As I've said before, the Fair Trading Commission is a regulatory body. The government is a body that creates policy. And the people of this country are requesting of this government a more aggressive policy towards cheaper electricity prices.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne in the lunchtime edition. Barbados is strengthening its relationship with India in areas of trade and renewable energy. This was revealed by Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, at State House this morning, where India's Minister of State for External Affairs, Patutira Mahendra, collected the nation's highest award, the Honorary Freedom of Barbados, on behalf of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mrs. Simmons said they will also have discussions on forming a partnership in the pharmaceutical industry.
During the course of the day, we're going to be having some serious discussions about deepening the partnership with India. And there are some areas which I believe you will be able to anticipate. We're going to talk, I suspect, about climate change and renewable energy partnership. India is a leader in renewable energy, and this is a loop that we've committed ourselves to as Uganda. Really, a lot of work is being done by this country in pharmaceuticals, and we are partnering with India in that regard, and a lot of the regulatory frameworks and so on that we must do as we begin now our first steps towards being a country that is engaged in pharmaceutical production will be done in partnership with India.
He also announced plans to establish a Barbadian embassy in India.
But above and beyond all of that, there's also the question for us now to diversify some of our supply chains and to build connections commercially with India. And later on this year, Barbados is going to be reaching out to India and we will establish a diplomatic presence there. Those are some of the discussions that we're going to be having. As we expand our diplomatic footprint around the world, we do so with the view to broadening not only the country's opportunities politically and diplomatically, but economically, commercially, financially as well.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. Baiko Limited has hit back at suggestions that their fast-selling milk might not be correctly labeled. Executive Chairman Edwin Thirlwell told Starcom Network News that his product was never meant to be viewed as fresh milk. However, Baiko is in the process of relabeling their product for the shelves.
We're clarifying it to make quite sure that it's very clear, although it's already on the label, the milk that we produce is putting back milk the way it was in New Zealand, straight from the cow. You put back the water and if necessary put in some butter, you've got the same as cow's milk. And actually, we've done trials before with the dairy when they were short of milk. We did it before. We cannot tell the difference. That's still the situation.
Mr. Thirlwell also stated that their product, of course, from New Zealand, was a savior to the local market as the main producers never had a plan B, and therefore that's why Baiko stepped in.
The fact is, we are being asked by the authorities to make sure the country is not put in the same position as it was before with no milk and no plan B. We will continue to fill the gap because we've been requested to make sure there is an alternative for consumers. That's all we're doing.
Executive Chairman of Baiko Limited, Edwin Thirlwell. Our top stories. The Energy and Business Minister highlights key achievements in the estimates debate. Meanwhile, the opposition leader criticizes government's solar energy access policies. Barbados to strengthen ties with India through trade and other major investments. Governments, of course, being urged to be more healthy with their policies and they will enforce that, while Baiko changing packaging of their milk with immediate effect. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OSM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.